Chuck Chad Freestyle for Thursday.
Wow.
September 11th, 2014, T-minus 5 days. Hello, and welcome to Freestyle, an audio diary of my life. And this is 9/11. And of course, you know what that means. It's time to reflect back 13 years ago. And this all seems like it just happened yesterday. Before I do that, I'm going to let the music play out and just brainstorm, recollect what's been going on today. The realtor stopped by and she brought up the price reduction again. Just letting you know, I'm doing my job. I really think it's only been 5 weeks. And we're really already low. And if you take $5,000 off the price of this house, it drops it from a whopping $66 a square foot, which is already a bargain even in this neighborhood, to a whopping $64 a square foot. And that's rounding in their favor. I don't see it as a huge advantage. Yeah, but you know, the longer the houses sit still, and the lower your price, the more desperate it makes you look too. So I really didn't have a I tried to have a civil discussion with her on that topic. We showed them around where the water shutoffs and thermostats and things are and what we're leaving behind for instructions and building materials and things. So it was fairly productive. And I really hope things go well. Her average sale for houses is about 90 days. So who knows? Maybe we'll have this thing sold at Christmas. If you want a really good house, a really nice location, and you're in Northeast Wisconsin, let me know. All right, back to 9/11. This really seems recent because 2001 was when we also did our house renovation project. And, of course, I'm still in that house for another 5 days. So the memories are right here where all of this happened. The girls, I have a picture of about the time that it was happening, of the girls standing out in front of the house where the cement truck backed up. Our driveway and sidewalk were poured on 9/11. Our tile in the sunroom was put down on 9/11 that same day. So about the time I took that picture of them by the cement truck before they headed off to school was when the first plane hit, as near as I can tell. One moment, please. All right, sorry, I don't do 3-minute surveys. I was on my way. The girls were young. I think Lisa was about to turn 6. She was still 5. And Julie had just turned 8. So they were young. And like I said, the driveway and sidewalk were being poured. I went to work, and that's when I heard of the first plane. And I really couldn't comprehend what was going on. I thought, well, if it's a small commuter plane, big deal. Yeah, I mean, airplane hit the building. If it was a larger plane, I went, oh, okay, that's a problem. But this has happened in the past. A 707 hit the Empire State. I think there was a documentary on it just recently about that, or recently before 9/11 hit. And I thought, okay, there's going to be some building damage, some windows blown out, but things will be okay. Got to work, and that's when I heard about the second one hit. And I went, okay, this is weird. One is unusual. Two is some kind of plot or conspiracy. And I also saw pictures on the internet of the Twin Towers up in smoke. Started hearing employees talking about what's going on. They're all confused. Everybody's scratching their head. And there was just a general state of confusion. Nobody could really focus on work that morning. And I started thinking about the girls. Should we take them out of school? Should we go get them? When stuff like this happens in a totally unprecedented way, you don't know what's next. It had everybody kind of looking over their shoulder, so to speak, and going, what happened? Who would do such a thing? And you know, again, general confusion, a lot of office talk. My boss at the time and I decided to come home for lunch. One, to inspect the construction that was going on, make sure the concrete was poured right and all that good stuff. And two, to make sure that the construction workers were not affected also. We checked on them. There were like 3 or 4 guys on the job site routinely from July, August. This was now September, I think right into October. doing everything from framing to roofing to windows to siding to finishing work, you name it, they were on it. And wanted to make sure that I said, hey, if you guys are impacted in any way, your family, your relatives, some friends, you have my permission to take the afternoon off. Because by that time, they had heard on the radio also of what was going on. So wanted to just, you know, that was an interesting time from a humanitarian standpoint. It wasn't just me. I still do this anyway. But everybody, you could tell, everybody on the roads was kinder to each other. There weren't, you know, people speeding in and out and stabbing their brakes and shaking their fist at you or giving you the finger at a red light. People were a lot more civil for about the next 3 months after 9/11. It was sort of sobering to think that if we're not nice to each other, then who is? Then I got back to the girls, and Donna and I, we worked in the same building at the time for the same company, and I had talked to her. I said, do you think we should get the girls out of school? And we agreed not to at that point until we knew more information. It didn't seem like it was local. It seemed like it was on the East Coast, so we were keeping an eye on it, but we're ready to pull the trigger at any moment. So we let the girls in school, and we picked them up afterwards. And what do you tell a 5- and 8-year-old? You know, what do you tell two little girls about this? They were going to see it on the news. They were going to hear about it in school the next day. So yeah, how do you frame that? You know, well, there's some really bad people in the world, and they try to hurt us. And we were barely comprehending it, let alone getting it across to two little kids. And that disturbed me as well. I don't think it would disturb me the most. Obviously, what disturbed me the most is so many people died, and the, you know, the loss of property and the damage. And like everybody says, you knew from that moment things were going to change. Nothing would remain the same in travel. Nothing would remain the same in everything changed that day. It was our generation's December 7th Pearl Harbor. You know, that really gave us a sense of, wow, this is what my parents went through in 1941. Somebody attacked the United States totally out of the dark. Well, figuratively, of course. Some of the warning signs were there, we found out afterwards. They weren't really connecting the dots. There was a very strong parallel, and you went, wow, a whole new level of respect for that. So I then contacted my parents later that day to make sure that they were okay. I did have a brother-in-law that worked at the Pentagon. I didn't know if he was still there, so I wanted to make sure that Fred was okay. Turns out he was. And, you know, it was a change of times. And 13 years later, you know, it's nice to see the patriotic pride came out of that. A lot of people are a lot more proud of their country, proud of their flag, willing to defend. Of course, we didn't know the ramifications it would have in terms of, you know, going to war. What originally sounded like, let's go get Osama bin Laden, turned into Syria and Iraq and Afghanistan and goodness knows, just so many other things that seemed to rabbit hole out of that one incident. But I'm not going to go there today. It was a different time. It is a different time. I think we're all a little older, a little wiser. And, you know, this is one of those titanic events. Until a disaster happens, you know, you don't know what you need in place to prevent the next one. So here's knocking on wood. We haven't had another major incident like this. Things are always hot in the Middle East. Israel and Gaza. ISIS is the latest thing. And, you know, again, I don't want to turn this into a political podcast by any means, but just reflecting on those, praying for the ones who lost loved ones in the disaster, whether it was directly from the impact or indirectly from the buildings collapsing or effects afterward, you know, the inhaled dust and dirt and stuff from the collapsing towers or fires or whatever. So it's a sad time. And let's never forget. And thank you to everyone who served in the service to keep the peace, to allow me to continue to raise my family, and hope that I get to see my grandchildren someday. Thank you very much for all of that. So on that note, I'm going to sign out. Short outro. And I will talk to you tomorrow. 101.